Out of Business Together.
The Goethe Institute in Johannesburg is currently holding a photographic exhibition titled Africa Junctions by Dutch photographer Lart Buurman. For the project, Buurman visited 14 cities in 12 African countries over a span of 6 years. Buurman's work focuses on everyday life on the street, also how citizens engage with the city and utilize public space. According to the photographer, he explores the paradoxes that exist within the city, and he says the human body and movement play an important role in his photography.
I wanted to go to the city, the big city, and then you wonder, especially as a photographer, like, what do I do here? The city has a contradiction in itself. Like, it's in the city you're freer, you're much more anonymous, which makes it possible to develop your own ideas or individuality, but that's a contradiction also. Like, you're also one of the many, and that's why I look at cities on street level, but I'm always wondering what is my relation there on the street. And that's why I look at postures a lot. The human body functions also as an expression, so that's why choreography or scene is very important in my work. It makes me refer myself to another person, and I also hope that people see that in my work, that they can interact with the people I portray.
After a project in China which focused on urban development, Buurman says that he became interested in other forms of urbanization, particularly on the African continent. He also believes that urban Africa is still very much underexposed.
China project was more about urban development or urbanization and then about just being me in public space. And that awareness of that made me aware of other forms of urbanization than I was used to or that I knew. Actually, the urbanization that happens nowadays, which is more or less in the southern part of the globe. And that fascinated me so much that I started reading much more about it, and I got in contact also with the African urbanization. I realized I had no idea about what was the African scene, and that's also to do with the view we have on Africa from out of the West. From where I come from, we always look at Africa as an ancient continent, as a traditional culture, and it denies the whole urban culture that is happening already for a long time. It's a blind spot. And that's also what I read about the African cities, like Philippe de Boek, Abdelmalek Simona. They addressed that the African city is an invisible city, and that triggered me a lot.
Buurman combines both an architectural and documentary photographic style. He does this by taking snapshots of the same viewpoint and combining them into one single scene. He describes it further.
It's actually a collage in that way, but it doesn't look like a collage. It still looks very documentary-like. What I do is I shoot a lot of images in 10 minutes, 20 minutes time from one spot. I first make a background of that, so I also, for the background, I use more images, which makes it possible for me to create a kind of monumental look upon the public space. Afterwards, at home in my studio, I look at in that 20 minutes from people passing by, selling, meeting each other, whatever happens on the street. And then I make a scene which connects really as a scene to you, as a choreography in that space. And that makes it that you get a kind of attention both on the scene as on the space. And that's often in photography, is one or the other.
A publication, Africa Junctions, Capturing the City, contains 80 photographs with essays by authors who reflect the city.
I asked a few persons to write an essay for my book, but mm-hmm. There is also a very nice essay by Chris Abani, the Nigerian writer. Actually, I came upon him by a text he did for the African City Reader. What I like, for instance, about his text about Lagos in that reader is that he writes it very staccato. It's very fragmented, like cities here, or especially Lagos is. And I asked him, actually, to write it out of a wider idea, to combine cities from the whole continent, and he did that perfect.
The exhibition Africa Junction will go to Institute in Johannesburg until the 4th of July. I'm Michelle Constant. This feature was produced by Monique Stander, and you can email me on create@basa.co.za.
Create, proudly brought to you by Business and Arts South Africa, creating new opportunities for business arts partnerships. Email create@basa.co.za.
And that does it for your Midday Live for this week and for this month. It's the 30th of May, then it's a youth month that is going to start. Thanks to the team, Mabubuluka and Lungile Mabaso. Mark Prela is our technical producer. Busi Chane and Opus Oche are our executive producers. My name is Vongi Kwala. Let's meet then. Goodbye.
SAFM, South Africa's news.